The Supreme Court will likely deliver a decision on Mississippi's restrictive abortion law sometime in June. Mississippi bans abortions after 15 weeks, and the court's decision could go as far as overturning Roe v. Wade, paving the way for states to pass tighter restrictions and even ban abortion entirely. Well, a recent study explores what happens to women when they are denied access to abortion. Jabeli Karazana has been writing about this. She's an economy reporter for the 19th. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
So this study is called the Turnaway Study, and it was conducted by Diane Green Foster. She followed 1,000 women over a decade who were seeking an abortion. What were the key findings?
Yeah, this study is really interesting because it's really the first one that gives us a look into how the sort of economic aspect of an abortion, how this sort of falls into the calculus of the decisions folks make. And so of that group of 1,000 women, there was two subgroups. One group received an abortion. The other group was too far along to receive an abortion, were denied care depending on the states that they were living in. And so what we saw was that the second group, the group that was unable to get an abortion, it took them 4 years to catch up to the employment levels of the other group. About 72% of the women who didn't receive an abortion ended up living in poverty compared to about half of the other group. And so what we saw was that many of these women had been seeking an abortion specifically because they did not feel that they were in a financially stable place to have a child. And then those who did not reach it fell deeper into poverty. They looked at credit reports for these women later on down the road and found that 78% increase in the amount of debt for those who did not get an abortion. 81% of those in that group had reports of bankruptcy, evictions, tax liens. And so this is sort of kind of the more tangible aspects that you can look at, where you can see the pieces where really it had kind of a chilling effect on their ability to advance economically.
Can you give us a sense of the demographics of the women who were most impacted?
Yes, we know that low-income women of color are the most likely to be severely impacted in these cases. It's folks that, you know, have less access to capital, maybe in jobs that are really precarious. They could lose those jobs. They might not have access to paid leave, to sick leave, to be able to leave to go even get the procedure. We've seen that play out this year in particular. And so we know that this group that is already marginalized already does not have sort of has a systemic barriers that they are facing to be able to get support. They suffer the most, and sort of it's sort of compounding what we see, particularly for communities of color.
There's some other findings as well. This study also found that women denied abortion had continuing mental health problems. Can you say more about those findings?
Yeah, the mental health piece is, I think, a really important one in all of this, because there is a lot tied up in your ability to be able to support your child. It gets really complicated because there's feelings of guilt. There's feelings of, you know, difficulty. You know, this is the reason I didn't want to have this child, because I was worried I was going to bring them into a life, you know, where they would be impoverished. And so, you know, we know that that has long-term effects. If you're a child that was born low, you know, into a low-wage family, it has long-term effects in your ability with education, with sort of long-term outcomes in your life. And so it's something that follows you for some time.
During the arguments in the Mississippi case last week, the Supreme Court appeared open to banning abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. How would that time limit impact the financial equation for women who are seeking an abortion?
Yeah, I think the thing that a lot of folks don't understand is 6 weeks, you are barely even aware of a pregnancy at that point in time. I mean, many people don't even have symptoms at that point in time. So it's a very, very, very tight window. And so if you're trying to seek an abortion and you're in a state that has one abortion clinic, which several states do, Missouri has one, Kansas has one, and especially if you don't have the resources to even get there, which for many folks, they're driving miles and miles and miles just to get to a clinic, and then oftentimes to have to return the next day or return in a few days because of additional rules around that, it becomes really sort of financially difficult even to get that care.
What you're talking about here are the individual ramifications. But zooming out a little bit here, we heard Department of Labor Secretary Marty Walsh tell the 19th that he was concerned the Texas abortion law could have dangerous consequences for employment and people's health. What are the broader economic impacts of limiting access to abortion? Your thoughts on this, especially after going through all of this data and research?
You know, it's time off work, it's lost earnings, it's increased turnover, it's labor force participation. All of these things are impacted. There was a study by the Institute of Women's Policy Research that found that state-level abortion restrictions can cost state economies about $105 billion a year. I was in Missouri and somebody said, you know, we're very pro-life in this region. This was their quote. But you want to protect the unborn baby, but we need to protect the baby that's born afterward. And so what is the support for these families once these children are born? And that's where it gets very tricky because there are ramifications in the front end, but also later on.
Jabeli Karazana is an economy reporter for the 19th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.